This is Radio Biafra London.
Ma ndị jọọ ọnụ n'ugwu Awụsa, biko unu hapụ ha aka n'ihi awa ụmụnne anyị ọmụ ihe ọla ha mere unu. Mgbe ọbụla ị nọ, a ga-etufukwala oge, gbaa akwa ọsịsọ ọsịsọ n'ọdị na redio gị nọsie ya ike. Ndewonu. We must welcome our listeners from wherever you may be in the world, because we are received all over the world. I can't hold it any longer. We have Barrister Emeka here with us in the studio today. And without much hesitation, I'll go to, first of all, to Dr. Gemba to, of course, greet our people, and then we can proceed. Dr. Gemba, please.
Hello, listeners. Good evening and welcome to the program once more.
And Barrister Emeka, please.
Listeners, you're very welcome to this program.
People will be wondering, this one that you're joining us today, so you were here last week and now you're here again today. Is there any reason why you're here? Have you come to give us more clarification? Because a lot of things are happening. Things are brewing. People are saying things about Radio Biafra. Are we causing any disturbance, Doctor? We are just raising issues that should be, questions that should have been asked, isn't it?
There are people who, if mere listening, mere hearing the word Biafra, Radio Biafra, London, they start to panic. That is those who have got skeleton in their cupboard. They will panic. But the ordinary people who are looking forward for salvation, they are jubilating and welcoming the coming back on air of Radio Biafra London.
It's very, very critical. Please, if you're joining us once again, this is Radio Biafra coming to you from London on 11870 kilohertz. On the shortwave band, on the 25-meter band, we must keep reiterating, or 11.87 megahertz, same on the shortwave band as well. As you may have slightly noticed, our new broadcast time is now 9 o'clock because it's summertime in the UK, and when it's summer, the clock does go back a bit. We are no more. From now onwards, until the end of the summer, we'll be coming to you by 9 p.m. in the evening. Elekranya itolu akwihana kwa ama aswa ihe ni naswa le chala yisi ama zim akwitolu aka na kwa itolu
na itolu isitolu
na itolu biko na agbanwa agbanwa konde won ai na sin na ndu na lohu munu na sire bia fra London ne wetaru nozi mo na barista meka na ba ekowo ihe ndi mpa ni ihe no won ihe na agota na akwukwo etigara aga ana agwa anyi na omu omu afi igbo obi na adi chage mma. Vanguard newspaper was carrying this news. We don't know why they carried it or what. Oh, when the Radio Biafra and Yensubu, why are people so concerned? Or we're getting Maranu da Biafra. When people hear about Biafra, they start panicking, they start running, they start perhaps making life difficult. Is there any, why are we ashamed of this name? The Tamils fought a war and they were defeated like Biafrans were, but they didn't go into hibernation. Nobody's saying if you answer Tamil in Sri Lanka, they will kill you. Why are they panicking? Because it seems to me that the gentleman is saying that even the word Biafra are using it within certain contexts that is a felony. But we'll come to that later on. Let's quickly skim through the headlines, because Boko Haram is still at their on their war path and at their absolute worst and killing a lot of people. Last week, Saturday evening, going into Sunday, Boko Haram again bombed people they term Christians at Ade Bayero University. This was last week, Saturday, the 28th, into Sunday, the 30th. They bombed people who are worshipping students who are worshiping at Ade Bayore University. I can now just say, Olegendi na aga school nugu hausa. Ni mende na aga school nugu hausa. Oleni me ha wundiibo. Kanyu wike gota no wundiibo kaboko haram nacho. Wengine dosha nacho. Unu hapo kwa hini na hana gunu na sana wengine dosha nacho. Wengine dosha nacho. Ogula sa sanywa wundiibo kana nacho ni hina inebeha. They want us to go back to where we come from because they want an Islamic state in the north, and we are saying to them good luck and good riddance. Oza wakwa na inkeneme na Jalingo. Another thing happened in Jalingo as well. The capital of Taraba State, for the very first time, if you feed the devil has a way of coming back and asking for more, isn't it? Now, all these people that have been sponsoring Boko Haram all these years, all these northern governors and politicians and retired military people that have been sponsoring Boko Haram, Boko Haram is now coming after them. They should go to Pakistan and see what is happening in Pakistan. When you sponsor these people, if you don't have anybody to kill, they come after you. That was what happened to the police commissioner who was going to work in Jalingo, which is the capital of Taraba State. And the convoy of the police commissioner was bombed. A lot of Nigerians haven't heard this news, but it is only by listening to Radio Biafra that we can be able to bring you the correct factual news the way it is happening. If you have people living in Taraba State, in Jalingo especially, you can ask them what happened, those who were within the area, because eyewitness reports, we are reporting that the suicide bomber on a motorcycle ran straight and crashed into the convoy carrying the commissioner of police of that particular state. Again, there was also a bomb explosion in Kano. I don't know if people are actually getting this news back home. There was another bomb explosion in Kano. This time around, Boko Haram actually booby-trapped a property where they were, and when the JTF were coming, approaching to try and arrest them, they set off the blast. So this is how bad things have gotten in the country. That, see, we keep saying this to people all the time. You may be in the north, your life is in danger. As long as you live in the northern part of Nigeria, we keep telling you the truth because your life is in danger. You don't know when the next blast is going to happen, and you don't know if it's going to be used. A very massive lottery. Nobody's still speaking out against what is happening, against what Boko Haram is doing. We'll be asking, is that the right thing to be happening to us by this particular time? But our main headline this evening is a Vanguard newspaper report that says that an Igbo group by the name, we don't know if they exist or not, the Igbo Council for National Coordination, they're saying no to Radio Biafra because Radio Biafra is in exile. We love freedom of speech. If he wants to come on air to tell the whole world why he thinks that Radio Biafra should stop broadcasting as an Igbo person, he should tell us. If he has a contract in Abuja, he should tell us. If he's on an errand for an Alhaji from the north, he should tell us. If Vanguard newspaper is pursuing a campaign against the effectiveness that or the phenomenon that is Radio Biafra, they should also be able to tell us. And let's quickly go in here, because a lot of things we have said that people need to get clarity on. Dr. Gemba, I'll come to you in a second for summary. This particular piece was written in English, circulated to the whole world, possibly from Lagos. So we have audiences listening from all around the world, so we have to be able to enlighten them. Please, if I can start with you, Barrister Mecca, because the reason why we brought you back, you're the... Let us start with the crux of the matter anyway. This man is arguing. He claims he's an Igbo son, but very soon we'll be able to go into it in detail. He is saying that there is nothing like the indigenous people of Biafra. In other words, he claims it's Igbo. That's why I'm doubting if Vanguard got their story right. But he's saying that there isn't anything called indigenous people of Biafra. So, Biko, Kowarandine again, in English and also in Igbo, let them understand what Biafra is all about and the nationalities that come under Biafra and why that is the case.
thank you, Nnamdi. This is a very important issue. Many people have shying away from this issue. But I think the time has come for us to discuss it very well. The rights of indigenous people. Who are the indigenous people? And do they have rights?
No, he's contending that the man is saying that there is nothing like indigenous people of Biafra.
Fine.
Is that a fact?
No, it's not. Now, the man is ignorant of the facts of history. Now, before
what
Nigeria...
He lives in Lagos. They said he lives in Lagos.
Now, I don't know if now before Nigeria was formed, there were people living on the land. Now, the rights of indigenous people are guaranteed by the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People, which was passed on the 13th of September 2007. So, the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of the Indigenous People was passed on 13th September 2007. The laws of Nigeria, CAP 10, Laws of the Federation of Nigeria, 1990, which is the African Charter on Human and People's Rights Ratification and Enforcement Act, CAP 10, Laws of the Federation of Nigeria, 1990, also guarantees the rights of the people, the indigenous people, their rights to self-determination. Now, people try to misunderstand or they try to confuse themselves or argue against the rights of indigenous people to self-determination. These indigenous people are the people that had been living in that land before the nation came into being. I mean, before the Nigeria was formed, for instance. The Biafrans were there before Nigeria was formed.
This is where it gets confusing, please, Barrister. Is the difficulty that some of these people are having is that they don't know that there is a relationship between the Igbos, the Ibibios, the Anangs, the Efiks, the Idoma people. Not a lot of people know that in Benue State, that they have four market days, a.k.a. Ori, Afo, and Dunkwo. People don't know that Idoma people, that they have four market days, which are basically Igbo market days.
Idomas are Igbos.
Right, and their dress, their mode of dressing.
Idomas are Igbos.
So like, can you then explain to this man that Biafra is the thread that holds all these people that share the same ancestry, the same heritage together? He doesn't understand it.
In fact, the first map of Biafra produced by the Portuguese was in 1492 AD.
Yes.
From 1492 to 1729, you will see the map of Biafra on the ancient map of Africa. You will see the map of Biafra. Then it encompassed large areas, including what we know today as part of Cameroon, part of part of Ethiopia, part of Gabon, Angola, part of... It enclosed a lot good. So, but over the years, the size began to dwindle. Now, as of today, the people that are identified as the descendants of the ancestors of Biafra land, today, the people that are boldly identified as descendants of the ancestors of Biafra land are the Igbos. Others have, through assimilation, through renunciation of their identity, have lost their identity.
But all these people, they all have one common...
They all have
the same...
Up to today...
If you check their blood, they have them DNA, basically.
Up to today, some descendants of the ancestors of Biafra land, up to today, can be found in Cameroon. They can be found in parts of Nigeria, like you mentioned, Middle Belt, or some western part, some eastern part in majority, even some part of Ethiopia, different parts, even in Gabon. These are descendants of the ancestors of Biafra land. Some have been assimilated.
External influence.
Good. Yes. Some have been assimilated into other cultures or into other nations.
The same way Fulani culture was absorbed within Hausa culture, isn't
but,
it?
Yes. But the Igbos still maintain their identity as descendants of the ancestors of Biafra land. So, the fact is that the law guarantees your rights. If you identify yourself as a people of common ancestors, then you are indigenous people and you have right of existence. If the Igbos still maintain their indigenous identity as descendants of the ancestors of Biafra land,
yes,
then they have the right.
They have the right. And what you're saying, in effect, is that there is something called indigenous people of Biafra, and these people are the Jos, the Efiks, the Anangs, the Bibios, the Domas, the Anioma people, all of them.
Yes.
Even to an extent, even Edo to a limited extent, which may even tie us. I think maybe what we need to do is to engage...
You know why I'm saying this? I'm saying why those who agree... Because you have rights. Yes, if you have right to denounce your nationality.
You can change your name. I can change my surname.
You can even change your nationality. You can even say you can renounce your citizenship. Understand, every person has rights. People have rights. So if these people you have mentioned their name, the Igbos, the Idomas, and so on, if they decide that they are not Biafrans, then you can't force them.
No, nobody can force them. But what we're trying to say is to explain this very thread that binds people together. Because, please, I'll come back to you in a minute, Barrister. But Doctor, can you then tell us why, if the Igbos, the Ibibios, the Efiks, the Idomas are not, and the Aniomas are not blood cousins of the Igbos, why is it that the president is Ebele Azikiwe? Did that name, is it Was he living in Onitsha and they gave him that name? Or is that name, was that name given to him in recognition of his heritage? Because this thing tends to happen all the time. When the Nzogu coup happened, for instance, Igbos were slaughtered because Nzogu is an Igbo name. Is that correct? In fact, we stand to be corrected because the owner of we got of course our listeners are highly learned and in tune. The owner of this day newspaper we reported last week on Saturday is Nduka Obeibuna, not actually Emeka. So we do apologize for that. His name is Nduka. But Nduka, quite clearly, for goodness sake, is an Igbo name. How can somebody with an Igbo name say he's not Igbo? It strikes me as stupidity. It doesn't make sense to me.
Nnamdi, it shouldn't strike you that way. Just as Barisa said, even if my name is Chukwuma Egemba and for one reason or the other, I said, no, I am not Igbo, I'm not a Biafran. There's nothing anybody can do about it. But I can still retain my name and continue to answer my name, but will not identify myself to a particular nation.
Yes, Bro Chukwuma. There's something I saw one day, somebody in River State who was answering an Igbo name. He's an Igbo man. Well, he has Igbo name. So we were talking about this thing. He said, well, after all, some Igbos have English names. They are not English people. So he has Igbo name, but he's not Igbo. He has Igbo name, but he's not Igbo. Just like some Igbos have English name, they're not English.
You know, Barisa, and to our listeners as well, nobody wants to identify with failure, I suppose. I think the fact that the Igbos lost the Biafran War, I think nobody wants to identify with a failed venture.
Yeah, that is
so
it.
Even their cousins are running away. Because it's very important that we bring certain things to the knowledge of our listeners so they understand that the Nigeria they live in today, their closest relatives, their closest cousins, are the Ibibios, for instance. Ibibio and the word Igbo, they have a lot in common. We'll go into that at a later date. The Okonkwo we have in Igboland today was directly derived from the Efiks and the Ibibios. So we have Obasi, which is God in heaven.
Which Abbas?
They have the same
Abbas.
Obasi as well.
Obasi, we call Obasi. They call Abbasi.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it is the same thing. Why do people keep denying the obvious? Is it I can't for the life of me get my head around it? But we're not going to dwell too much on it because I have a lot to cover. But very, very briefly, Doctor, I want to touch upon what the man also said reported. Vanguard is saying, why can't Radio Biafra? We have a call coming in.
Can't Radio Biafra operate?
Can we just take this call very briefly, please? Hello, this is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Yes, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Imo State, Nigeria.
Okay, wonderful. You're welcome to the program. Please go ahead. Tell us what is happening. What is happening on the ground? What is happening? Because people are saying that nothing seems to be going on in Biafra land at the moment, that everywhere is very quiet. What is the feeling like? Are the corpses coming back?
The issue is that Biafra from London, we started listening to Biafra from London and we're happy for that because it shows that Biafra has come back to life. For those who are reporting that they're not fearing anything, we still have some distractions. Who wanted anything good to happen in Biafra land? Like the publication today, we read from one of the newspapers, they said that we should not listen to Biafra land, which is wrong. We condemn that attitude, we condemn that publication. All we know that we have interest and we are all alive. The only people who are advocating for the acceleration of Biafra are happy that the Biafra is back. So that happiness, that joy at home.
So the Vanguard newspaper is making us understand that a lot of Igbo people who are living outside Igbo land are some of these groups anyway, with links to Abuja and to contracts in Lagos, that they're against the coming back of Radio Biafra. Is there any reason why that is the case?
They
seem to be giving the impression that people are against the return of Radio Biafra. What are the masses thinking? Have you been out on the streets? What are people thinking? What are they saying about this rather poisonous publication in the Vanguard?
They don't know what they're saying. Anybody who say that kind of thing know that they are bought over by Nigerians to say what they're saying. People are happy. Go to marketplaces, everybody's happy. Go to book stands, people are congratulating those who are looking at the Radio Biafra come back to air. So for that paper publication, I don't know who sponsored that kind of publication. Anybody that sponsored that publication is telling me of Biafra.
Thank you very much for calling. And please keep doing the good work that you people are doing. Radio Biafra, please spread the message to everyone. Radio Biafra is on air not by 8 p.m. anymore, but by 9 o'clock. Mbahonyo wule nwike si ahia lota ndi garonra lota rie ihe zuike n'ihi na traffic na jire ndi mat no so for 4 5 6 7 hours ko mi kan yuno hru no gbaso no by 4 ko mi kerute no ulo biko nde wunu na gbaso ozi jisi nike
nde wo
yeah biko mo ihun na tinye ihe
yes ihem tori kunye na he gbasara this article this man wrote. I want to clarify certain issues. The only aspect of this write up I am concerned, worried about is what he said, that Radio Biafra is a clandestine radio station. Clandestine means it's secret, something of covert. Secret.
But is Radio Biafra secret. Hiding?
That no. is what I want to clarify. Now, how can you say that a station is clandestine secret when the Nigerian High Commissioner in London knows where we are operating from? How can you say that a radio station is clandestine when we have a phone-in service, when people from around the world phone in to express their views? We have. If you Google ourselves in the internet, you will find out...
Please, Doctor, hold on a second. We have another caller coming in. Hello, welcome to the program. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you're calling from, please?
I'm Chief I'm speaking from Nigeria.
Where in Nigeria are you calling from? We need your town because we don't hide. Ofodende Madison, our Radio Biafra is here, so that Radio Biafra is a clandestine radio station. We don't hide. We say who we are. We say our names, our villages, and where we come from. We're not hiding. So where are you calling us from? So people will know when we're not hiding.
Okay. I'm
Chief Sanjike. I'm from Himenbano, Imo State. Come on, so we are not hiding. We're not afraid that we are Biafrans. Go ahead.
I'm not hiding. I'm from the human, but I'm not in the city.
Gani. Yes. What is happening? Gani hene menolo, okay? Here, can there be any scenario in Soboa Boko Haram? What are people saying? How are they reacting? What is going on? Go one in there, because the world needs to hear our voice. Okay, you know, one day, no, 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 Biafra land. Okay, you know, now, one bow, one menolo.
My dear brother, what's going on here in Nigeria? We entire Igbos, we are living in bondage here in Nigeria. Because we, the Igbos, the governors, the government, the committee place, because they are not interested in the way for every Igbo man. And what's happened in 1966, that's the civil war. They do kill our people in the northern Nigeria. They kill our people in northern Nigeria in daily basis. They kill Christians in northern Nigeria in daily basis. So, as we are talking to you here now, I don't know the next thing going to happen, the next second in the northern Nigeria. And the painful part of it is that our governors, the Eastern governors, the elites on the Eastern side, they are not interested about our welfare, about our lives. After their money they are making in Astro Rock, that is what they are interested upon. It's not after the money is fall at all. The money is here and just dying for us. So instead, they will rebuke what the Boko Haram are doing. Most of the governors here do go to the north and begin to try for the governor, begin to sympathize with the governors of the northern Nigerians. Sympathizing with
Hold on. So they are killing Igbos in the north, and Igbo governors are going to the north to go and sympathize with northern governors. To go and commiserate.
This is terrible.
They go to commiserate with northern governors when their own people are being killed. My God. This is atrocious. Thank you very much. Anyway, thank you for that very heart-wrenching information. Thank you very much.
All right.
So, Governor Hapo Ali Igbo.
Which is the northern governors.
Well, I don't even want to go there. As I was saying before, it is important that we clarify this matter, that Radio Biafra, we are a public... aspect, what this man said, that he should... reading this piece
Doctor, continue, because it seems to me, I can see your face, you're very upset with this clandestine tactic of Radio Biafra.
Now, another aspect of it, he said that there is no Biafra anymore.
He exists, because people are saying that Vanguard newspaper fabricated this story.
No, the Vanguard newspaper mentioned the writer as Mr. Uchen Nwankwo. It's on yes, the newspaper.
Yes.
It's public.
Right.
It's published. So if you say a writer known as Uchen Nwankwo, it's already
but
on the
newspaper. Is there anybody that exists by that name? I don't think so. No,
the
I don't
fact
think anybody
is
exists.
This is what the newspaper says.
Right. Excuse Good. Me. Let us make this clear, right? It is a free speech in Nigerian style. You buy a newspaper column, okay. You pay a journalist to write whatever for you. Okay. It is a free speech. Now, in as much as we agree and that this Uchen Nwankwo has got the right to write whatever he said, but it is important that he get his fact right. Not only that we are not clandestine, he cannot say that there is no Biafra any longer. If he don't believe in Biafra, that doesn't mean that there's no Biafra.
Hold on.
I believe in Biafra.
Hold on.
I am going to continue to agitate for Biafra and prepared to die for Biafra anytime, any day. Uche Nwankwo, if you don't believe in Biafra, millions and millions of people still believe in Biafra and will live to see Biafra actualized.
Okay, please, Parister, isn't this where the referendum thing comes from? He has the right to vote against Biafra
when
the time comes.
Listen, when he said but in reality, Biafra is no more, unquote. That he said, but in reality, Biafra is no more. That's what he said.
But people are giving up. People are sending text messages saying, why are we dwelling on this very issue? Because a lot of people are thinking the way a lot of people who are selling out Igbo interest in Abuja and Lagos are thinking the way this man is.
Now, listen. He said, in reality, Biafra is no more.
Please, I think people are really agitated. We have another caller coming in, please. If you hold in a second.
Okay, I will explain.
Hello, this is Radio Biafra London. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Okay, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Mama Biafra.
Oh, Mama Biafra,
Anyị na-ahụ ya na-agba mbọ kama ha na-asị na unu makwanụ nọ n'ụlọ. Anyị ma ọnwụ ndị ihe a na-emetụta, ọ bụ gịnị ka anyị na-eme na ime ka ozi rute ha ntị na a na-emegbu anyị emegbu. N'ihi nke a, ọwụ ya mere onye ọbụla gara na webụsaịtị Radio Biafra wụ www.radiobiafralondon.com. Ọ ga-ahụ ebe anyị si unu gaa sign ya ihe bekee na-akpọ e-petition. Ịga online gị gaa sign ya ya. Anyị nweta 100,000 signatories. United Kingdom, the government of Great Britain will be forced to debate and apologize to the whole of Biafrans for Yaman and Baloraga.
100,000
signatories. Ndi Igbo Awola, Ebo Olunu no wani ne Omo Biafra. Unu Ghana website Radio Biafra. Unu ga ho link. Unu tinya kana the link. Oga Omo Boga Pogunu. Unu assign that petition. Once that petition is up to 100,000, the British government will be forced to debate it in the House of Commons. And they debate here, that means na Biafra Biola and so. Nihi no one dia wundikiranye. Ochine kai na hanya tawo Britain, nihi no ha hiwere Nigeria. O ha makuru na Nigeria ga emeri anya mgbe aluraga. Ihe a chere imu ugbu a woka. Umu nunu nwe ba.
Tiketak and Radio Biafra, and they will come out publicly to apologize for their role in the Biafran war. What we need is 100,000 signatories. So, you know, we're also going on our website, Radio Biafra, It seems that Bilie has gained ground and is gaining currency.
Yes.
Bilie, I believe, is
Bilie Human Rights Initiative.
Bilie Human, we don't want to confuse this, do we? Bilie Human Rights Initiative.
Yes, the headquarters is at number 90 Wedra Road, Owerri.
And the Vanguard is listening. They're not hiding. Is Bilie hiding?
No.
Because what address? How is that Bilie is hiding?
Bilie Human Rights Initiative is a human rights organization that advocates for the rights of indigenous people. And their address is at number 90 Wedra Road, Owerri. That is the headquarters.
Yes. These are some of the people who managed to... Iman and their band, you can't hold them back. They managed to struggle and... I don't know when we're in the studio and the number rings, we can't ignore it. We've not officially released the numbers. The numbers will be released next week. A week today, we'll give you the number you'll be able to get us on the air with. I don't know how they managed to get it. You know, our people are very resourceful. I hope, Doctor, it wasn't you that gave out the numbers to the studio.
Well, unless and until we have the official number, I have not given out any number. But if people, for anyhow... they got the number through and managed to reach us and tell us what is happening.
Yeah,
that is
I want to clarify this.
All the better. Please, before you continue, we must tell our listeners that are listening to Radio Biafra, okay, coming to them from London on 11870 kilohertz on the shortwave band, on the 25-meter band, I will continue to reiterate, or 11.87 megahertz, also on the shortwave band. You're listening to the voice of Nnamdi Kanu at first. And Dr. Egemba is here with me, and also Barrister Adolf Emeka, who is the solicitor. General for solicitor.
He's a barrister and solicitor.
General for the people of Biafra.
Solicitor and barrister of the indigenous people of Biafra.
I'm a solicitor for the indigenous people of Biafra.
What is your job?
Advocating for the rights of the people. Their rights, human rights. No?
Can't I advocate for human rights?
Well, you can, but you can't advocate like a lawyer. You're not a lawyer. I'm a lawyer, so I advocate for the rights of the people.
Okay,
so
you go to court to represent us.
Give us the legal.
Emeka Adolf Chigozie Emeka. Actually, it is Emeka Emekesri. Now, I want to emphasize on this.
How much money are we hiding?
Aumonye Amsa. Though people call it Amucha, but it's Amsa.
Amucha.
Yeah, well, you call it Amucha. It's supposed to be Amsa. Amsa. Abumu Nwa Emeke Sribokwe. Na Okuru Nebu. Na Amsa. No. Na Njaba. Abumu Onyo Kibu. Abumu Onyo
Kibu.
Now, Iyem Choriyuku Obu. Let me start. He says, secondly, we do not see the point in bringing Biafra into the matter. There are no indigenous peoples of Biafra as claimed by the sponsor of the so-called Radio Biafra. Okay. There is no doubt that there may be many Easterners who, buffeted by the terrible conditions under which they find themselves in Nigeria today, may still wish or hunger for a Biafra. But in reality, Biafra is no more. Now, this man is contradicting himself. One, he said, there are people who are still hungry for Biafra. But in reality, there is no Biafra. Yeah.
It's Nigerian English.
Listen. Let me interpret it. Interpret it with the knowledge of law. If you say in reality there is no Biafra, I will say what he is saying is that there is no sovereign nation called Biafra. Like I said before, when Biafra lost the war, what Biafra lost was its sovereignty, but not its people. The people who escaped?
I think that they're enjoying this conversation. So why don't we give them the number at the same time? We can't. But we have to take this call anyway.
Okay, take the call before I continue.
Hello, this is Radio Biafra London. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you're calling from, please.
From Nigeria.
Because Ola Malagi Jiji Jato Lebu. Oh, we're gonna move in a book. When you hear game, man, I have KBC now,
Lagos, Nigeria.
Lagos, I have a panel.
Manus.
Emmanuel, okay. Who set up Radio Biafra? Who Biafra?
Oh, Biafra. That is the wrong impression people keep on listening. When we talk about Radio Biafra, they think that it is a group of people that set up this. Radio Biafra London is set up by the public. That is why we say that it is a public service broadcast.
Now, it is set up by the Biafrans.
Yes.
So that's why I'm trying to tell you that there are still people called Biafrans. What they lost was sovereignty, but not their identity.
As a people.
Good. So we are lawyers, and we know the difference between citizenship, that's nationality, and the indigenous identity of a people.
Yes.
So if any lawyer wants to challenge me, fine. The court is open. There are indigenous people of Biafra in Biafra land, but now they have been accorded the citizenship of Nigeria. So the Biafrans you have today, they are all Nigerians by citizenship. But their identity, their indigenous identity as descendants of ancestors of Biafra land
remains.
When we come back from this break, I ain't got to talk. I say, we hear the onion or black or we need name. There must be something. There has to be a reason why when a Hausa Fulani person sees an Igbo person, they want to kill that person. Because on earlier today, somebody called, a reverend father called from Rome, because as you know, you can receive Radio Biafra in virtually every continent of the world.
Everywhere in the world, yes.
Everywhere in the world.
Online, everywhere.
Online, we are everywhere, so you get this message. He said that he was invited from Rome with two European ministers, Reverend Fathers in the Roman Catholic Church. This person, being a Nigerian, rang his counterpart in Kaduna and said, I am coming with two white people. Are they safe? Do you know what the Hausa man told him? The Hausa man said, they are not after those people.
You see?
So the question is,
who are they after?
Who are they after? Please, we are coming back. When we come back, we'll take more of your calls. Those who manage to locate our numbers, and then we'll go to Dr. Kemba. Please hold that thought there, please. Once again, you're listening to Radio Biafra in London, coming to you on 11870 megahertz on the shortwave band.
You are listening to
Radio Biafra London.
On 11870 kilohertz on the 25-meter band on shortwave. Keep listening.
Radio Biafra London.
You can watch on a radio shortwave na 25 meter band.
Because they're getting it.
This is Radio. Hello, this is Radio Biafra London. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, this is Elder Clifford.
Elder Clifford, I hand like an elder. I will leave.
Elder Clifford, Lamar.
And there one, no? And there one, we'll come and there will get KB Sinapo.
It's in Imo State, the city of Owerri.
And there one, Emmanuel will see the Sirika, our hand, the Oma. Elegant, I'm ready here with the capital of headquarters of Bilie in Owerri. Near him, I am an NSCN Owerri, where we will fight to protect it.
Yes, as a special guest of God, as the heartland, the heart of the Igbos. And the structure of the Guinea Human Rights Initiative is already taking ground in the city of Owerri.
Wonderful. Unu ga apo ga gba so ozi. Unu agbasa kwa ozi gbasara Radio Biafra na mba anyi na agba ihu na ndi ebe anyi nwetara ezigbote akuko gbasara onodo ha na Nigeria na opportunity keta. Unu agbasa kwa ozi gbasara onu Radio Biafra na aru.
Anya ti de jo ye na na se o ga na ato apo ogbuto uzo. Anya ti de ji se ga to ojo ma ho. Kini ya ba so inwere ogun anyi na La Biafra. By the special grace of God. Amra ti le ka ni na agbasa ozi a.
The only reason why we exist is to stop the killing of our people, isn't it?
Right.
Where we have is to educate, enlighten, and inform our people. Because one night, whatever happened, no, is to enlighten. Because one night working on our phone is to enlighten our people, to educate them, to make them understand that the only reason why we exist is because we are not happy with the killing of our people in the north. It's as simple as that.
We want to protect
why don't people understand that we are here to protect our people?
Yeah, that's it.
And then Nandi,
is there anything wrong with that?
Oh, well, he had
my brother can ever Elder Clifford.
Yeah. Now, Nande, Ekuru say, "Gini merendi Boko Haram juna targeting Dibo." Mbe I no ni kukumbu, I barambo. We make an Ohanese matter here in Agano. We made it absolutely clear that it is the Igbo heartland that the Fulani Hausa people that Fedio could not penetrate. And they are not happy. They have not forgiven themselves for not penetrating the heartland of Igbo. Okay. And they know that when they are talking about Islamizing Nigeria, where else remains? Majority or part of the north western Nigeria are half Muslims. The only non-penetrable area is the eastern Nigeria, and they are not happy. So that is why they are doing everything possible to subjugate, to force us to become Muslims. They are trying to Islamize, not Islamize Nigeria. They want to Islamize Igbo people. They want to make Igbo people to be Muslims. And unfortunately, if they cannot do it during the time of Danfedio, they cannot, and they will never do it this time
around.
This
is a religious war. They're fighting a religious war by proxy.
They don't want to come out openly to say.
But what you have to barrister again. Thank you for that very wonderful insight. I'm sure our listeners will be very grateful to you for bringing that up. Barrister, you have to why is it any time there was an Igbo, Nandefula Igbo ndi wala? But why is it that now any time there is an Igbo person or somebody of Igbo extraction in the seat of power in Nigeria, their killing intensifies? Why have an Igbo person here? I can't begin. All the Igbo Nigeria apologists, do they understand that? Missing Burundi Igbo on a massive scale in Kamago Toshi Meme, who between 66 and 67, who was in charge then, Agironsi? In 66 to be precise. Somebody. Anam ha ju ihe ndi manacho ekwa mo wonyi igbo mo bugo onye igbo we don't know the time mana igbo na ejo ma ndi oso ni nedi chichi na ha wo munne. His name is Ebele Azikiwe. They're killing Igbos again. Now can people begin to understand? Because kai lie atitu munne anyi no na igbo na akpo anyi ihe nka. This is Radio Biafra London. Who is speaking and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Mbiri Nobere.
All the kan di obere janyi no na abale a Chineke gozi unu. Biko, how are you going to go? When are you going to
go? I'm going to be a Jackson.
There were. Welcome, and there were. Because he was around one in and he knew he knew who one in and a Kezi Nezi Grampani Nedi Chichen on a wa. Basara on a Dundi Wota, no Bodo Nigeria.
Kembuan make a little bit after London and then he then had the end.
There were
a make of the Nessany Kenny in the Yan and Lanyagi when he reached.
Okay,
yes.
Why get more to come and hang out? You can know, oh, I actually want to wind always you. Oh, was he in his you one ele? It's a hard guy, mama. Le Queen Hemanagi Shaw, Le Queen Hemanola, Le Queen Hemanagi Shaw, Le Queen Hemanagi Shaw, you want to wind no Budoja or Nigeria.
I want to know one ele against Yanni. Diko Yan Choroka Hagi and Timoyagan. And I'm a boy, Babu. And then maybe the new Yanni, maybe Danny, then Yan Danny, Bushim, and then Guy, not Emory Hemen. What I get, I know to good.
So I na see one way ni anya tala ho ngodia ndewo ani and there were won come out biku no gbambo na agbasozi asara obibia radio biafa ni hin anya na ga pause we have come back on the air and we're not going to go away until Biafra is actualized, until Biafra is realized. We're not going anywhere. We're not going off anymore. What are we going? It's going to happen again.
Wasara ndi Boko Haram na ndi Igbo. This is the only justification. Why is it they don't target any other thing? Because we are the last bus stop for them. They know that the moment they conquer Igbo people, the whole Nigeria will be Islamized.
But
that's
why? But is it not dangerous for an Igbo person to then be? Because anytime, this is one thing our people don't understand. Nobody is more Nigerian than Dr. Azeki Iwe. Is that correct?
Yeah.
They did not give Dr. Azeki Iwe tried to be the president of Nigeria, prime minister of Nigeria. He lost everything, he even lost his base in Yoruba land. The Yoruba people drove him away. He had to come back to Igbo land to come and display some Eyo Ita in Enugu, which even caused more rancor between us and our Efik and Ibibio cousins. So the thing is, why can't Igbos understand that the more you go for presidency in Nigeria, the more your people will die if they don't kill you in the process? They killed Chibuoka Igbo because he wanted to be president of Nigeria. So why can't Igbos understand that God, it is never the will of God and has never been for us to be in Nigeria? Why don't they understand that?
The Muslims, by their religion, do not want any non-Muslim to rule over them.
You think so?
Yes. I think so by their religion. That's what I have observed. If a Muslim is in power, they will be comfortable. They will be happy. Nigeria will be peaceful. But if a non-Muslim is in power, they feel uncomfortable. That's what I have observed. Yeah. Ebele Azeki Iwe Jonathan, how is it called?
Good luck,
Ebele Azeki Iwe Jonathan. Now, he's a Christian. He is in power. I remember the comment made by Senator Isaiah Bala, who said that the North supported him because he's from the South. That was
not because he's Igbo.
No, he said it's because from the South. I quote him. I have this thing in print. He said that because the South took side with the core North during the Biafran War.
That's what he said.
Yeah, he said it. I have the record. I have it. You know, that it is from there that the federal troop now entered and cut off Biafran supplies. That if the South could be with them at that time, why should not support them now to be in power? So he said it, that's why the Northerners now supported Ebele Azeki Iwe Jonathan to be in power. Fine. He is in power now. Why is it then a problem to the Muslims?
Sorry, Barrister. So does it mean that Nigeria exists? The basis of Nigeria's unity is based on hatred for Igbo people. That it seems to me that is the only basis for unity in the country.
Yeah, if you analyze that word, that thing the senator said, yeah, it points to what you are saying, because he clearly said that they supported this man because from the South, because of the role they played in thwarting or
frustrating
the Biafra project.
But why are they killing Igbo people then?
No.
Why are they killing Igbos?
Listen. Now, even though he's from the South, he's from Ijaw, people still believe that he has Igbo blood in him.
But the Ijaw people don't. Some of them don't believe
that. He's a Christian, isn't he? You don't seem to understand this.
Some people still believe that he has Igbo blood in him. One, and also because he's a Christian. And then because he's a Christian.
Are Igbos the only Christians in the country? Why are they getting
Igbos? The Igbos are the only island left.
The Igbos are, unconquered. In fact, we can say, estimate 99% Christians of different denominations, whether you're called Pentecostal, Anglican, Catholic, Presbyterian, whatever, they are all Christians. 99%. So
99.9.
Good. So it's impenetrable. That is the Christianity in Igbo land is entrenched. It's impenetrable.
So if there is, if going by what you have just told us, then why is there the need to keep killing Igbo people? Is a South person that is in charge? If the coloration of their murderous outrage is ethnic, as it is sectarian, of course we know it is sectarian, and it is only Radio Biafra who is making it possible for the world to know what is happening in Nigeria, because Radio Biafra London is received on every continent of this earth. People are listening to Radio Biafra tonight. So what we are saying is, why is it, we asked this question before, is the death of Igbo people so meaningless? Ndibo, is the life of an Igbo person so cheap and so hopeless that Igbos can be sacrificed at the altar of one Nigeria? You get an Igbo person, you put knife on their throat, you slaughter them like a cattle, you pour their blood on the altar of one Nigeria because you want contract in Abuja, because you want your contract in Lagos, because you want to be, I don't know.
Right.
What is it about our people that we don't even value our own selves?
Right, Nnamdi, if you ask this question 100 times, you will still get the same answer. Now, the people you call Igbo apologists, if you like, now, all the so-called governors, the senators, none of these people are, I don't want to use the word core Igbo. These are the people who don't have the interest of core Igbo at heart. These are people made by the Northerners. Now, let me answer your question again. Because the Igbos who are Christians are refusing to succumb to the pressure of the Northerners, to the pressure of the Boko Haram. They are doing it absolutely, making it difficult for us to exist. And as I said, Christians, we can be as fanatical as the Muslims are. And the Igbos being who we are, being Christians we are, we cannot succumb to Boko Haram or to Islam. The Igbos are the last virgin island left for the Northerners, for the Muslims, for the Islams to be conquered in Nigeria. And until they conquer it, they cannot Islamize Nigeria, and they cannot, because Christians, Igbos are fanatical. They will hold their religion strong, and we will conquer.
So what you're saying is that, in effect, is that a few lives, 10,000, 15,000 every year lost in Nigeria, is a good thing for us to be in Nigeria. Because if you're saying you don't want them to conquer you, and on the same vein, some of your governors, some of your brothers, some of your sisters are saying, we believe in one Nigeria, that means that anybody who is Igbo who believes in one Nigeria supports the death of the people in the north.
Now,
as simple as that.
No, you see, listen, a time is coming. No, listen, the question eventually will be resolved.
It will be.
Now, this man is saying he doesn't want Biafra. This Uchenna Nwankwo is saying he doesn't have Biafra. If you look at the comments, you see people commented. If you look at the comments, somebody said that this Uchenna is talking for himself.
Of course, yes,
that
he is.
As far, look at, he said, let look at the first comment. He's a psychiatric case. Somebody said Uchenna Nwankwo is a psychiatric case. Foolish Uchenna. Who? We want Radio Biafra. Now, another person says, it is clear that this guy has a job to do, that he's being paid. Good. That he says, I'm sure he is not resident in Nigeria, so welcome, get your fast right and stop serving the interests of your paid paymaster. Now, he said, long live Radio Biafra, long live people or Republic of Biafra. This is another comment. Now, another person said, who appointed you the speaker for the Igbo? Biafra was born from the blood we shed and still shedding in Africa. Before you impose your opinion on us, have you sampled the opinion of the Igbo masses? Have you spoken to the Igbo youths who graduate from institutions of higher learning all over the world, only to find themselves roaming the streets, being armed robbers and kidnappers just because Nigeria is occupying our land? Have you spoken to Igbo families whose loved ones lose their lives in second basis at the hands of Nigerians? One living news, Dimuna wrote. So you see comments. So the thing is this. Eventually, the question will be resolved by referendum. The people will decide their political status. That law I quoted, I said, Cap 10, Laws of the Federation. It's actually from Article 19 to 24 of Cap 10, Laws of the Federation of Nigeria. I said that the people, I think I should read it out. He said, that law section, Article 19 says, all people shall be equal. They shall enjoy the same respect and shall have the same rights. Nothing shall justify the domination of a people by another. That's Article 19. Then Article 20 says, all people shall have the right to existence. They shall have the unquestionable and inalienable right to self-determination. They shall freely determine their political status.
This is in Nigerian constitution.
Nigerian law.
Nigerian law.
Nigerian law. They shall freely determine their political status and shall pursue their economic and social development according to the policy they have freely chosen. Now, Article 20 sub 2 says, colonized or oppressed peoples shall have the right to free themselves from the hands of domination by resorting to any means recognized by the international community. This is Nigerian law.
Right. Uchenna Nwankwo don't know of all these things. No, and he said that Biafra, that's now, nothing like
the
Biafra.
The fact is this.
We don't even know if he exists.
The fact is this. The fact is that the issues, the unresolved issues between Biafra and Nigeria have not been resolved and have not come to court. Lawyers have not exercised their legal training to interpret these issues.
But isn't it then very clear, because our time is almost up, isn't it very clear then that why can't we come out to say that any Igbo person who makes excuses, who out of fear and cowardice believes in Nigeria, is responsible for the death of our people in the northern part of the country?
No, you can't make such a statement. Listen. This man, Uchenna...
He's irrelevant.
Okay, he's irrelevant.
He's absolutely irrelevant. Maybe he was fabricated by
okay, Vanguard, fine. But the issue is this.
What we're saying is that if Nigeria clearly doesn't want you and your people are being killed, systematically and historically they've always been killed.
Yeah.
And you're still telling me that you believe in the same country that killed your pregnant women, cut their stomach open, that is killing your daughters, your sons... No jobs, no schools, no roads, no light, no opportunity in life. You're telling me you believe in that country. You must be satanic. There must be something wrong with you. You must be a very evil human being to believe in something that has never worked, that is only evil for your people. You must be a very bad human being.
That's the opinion of one person.
Good.
What we want to know the opinion of the masses. What do the Igbos want?
And until it is tested,
it is determined by the process of referendum. The people have to decide what they want.
Okay. I think on that very laudable note, we'll bring today's proceedings to an end. Once again, thank you for listening to us. We'll be back again on Saturday by 9 p.m. Nigerian time, which is 2000 UTC. 9 p.m. Nigerian time. Bahu ne wotele ohere si diepo ni kewi ha bale. Bakota na na radio zie no zugo onyo wala onyo ulunu ma. Unu bambo gasu tamu bere radio nege radio Biafra London. Ni hino odem pa. Na ine wotele unu kewi zugo. Na ambasa unu zugo obote. Ni hina Biafra gara amu. Unu kote na Biafra gara amu.
Biafra gara amu. Oga wana amu.
Since the Biafrans are still alive.
Yes, you cannot
die. Yeah. The only thing is that we continue until there will be sovereignty restored. Yes.
Thank you very much. Yes. Right. And on that note, we'll bring today's presentation to an end. From me, Nnamdi Kanu, your host, God bless and goodbye until Saturday, 9 p.m. Dr. Gemba, please.
Thank you, and keep on listening. Keep the flag flying.
Barrister Emeka Adolf Emeka Biko Kelendine Grant.
God bless you all, my brethren.
Saturday, 180, Ndewon.
You are listening to Radio Biafra London
on 11870 kHz on the 25-meter band on shortwave.
Keep listening.